What happened to us after our life here on earth? What happened to us when we die? After judgment, there are three choices that await us: hell, purgatory, heaven. Heaven are for those who die as saints, those who are ready to see God face to face. Hell are those who have rejected God, don't follow the will of God here on earth, and decided that they don't need God. That's why their lives are not in line with the commandments of God. They live according to their own. And purgatory, for everyone who needs purification, those who can be in heaven, but not yet. This is what we are celebrating today: the commemoration of all the faithful departed, the All Souls Day. According to St. John Paul II, sacred scriptures teaches us that we must be purified if we are to enter into perfect and complete union with God. Jesus Christ, who became the perfect expiation for our sins and took upon himself the punishment that was our due, brings us God's mercy and love. But before we enter into God's kingdom, every trace of sin within us must be eliminated. Every imperfection in our souls must be corrected. This is exactly what takes place in purgatory. The reasons why we celebrate Mass for the Holy Souls today is because they rely on us to aid them in their purification by our prayers. They cannot offer anything for the expiations of their sins. That's why they need our prayers. So when our loved ones die, let us help them by our prayers and sacrifices. Let us not abandon them. So we can help them by, first, offering masses for our departed loved ones, the greatest help we can give them, because the Mass is the highest and greatest form of prayer. Second, praying for them. Just recite one Hail Mary, one Our Father, or one Glory Be every day. And third, offer our fasting, almsgiving, pilgrimages for the glory of God in atonement for their sins. We can also gain indulgences for the souls in purgatory this week. An indulgence is a remission before God of the temporal punishment due to sins whose guilt has already been forgiven, which the faithful Christian who is duly disposed gains under certain prescribed conditions through the action of the Church, which, as the minister of redemption, dispenses and applies with authority the treasury of the satisfaction of Christ and the saints. An indulgence is partial or plenary according as it removes either part or all of the temporal punishment due to sin. The faithful can gain indulgences for themselves or apply them to the dead. This was from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Some reminders are from the catechisms, from the catechism, we can gain indulgences this week by visiting a church, oratory, cemetery, and praying there the creed and one Our Father, praying for the Pope's intentions, receiving Holy Communion within a week before or afterwards, receiving the Sacrament of Reconciliation within a week before or afterwards, being in the state of grace, that is, not having any attachment or desire for sin of any kind. So my dear brothers and sisters, grab this opportunity, gain and receive indulgences, especially this week. So let us pray for the holy souls in purgatory. Let us also pray for our own selves, that we may fulfill God's will every day, so that after this life, we can be with Him in heaven. May the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.